Okay, so yesterday we were in the middle of the Mishnah Brura. Let's go back to it. These are very, very critical halachas that we need to know and be clear in. We're looking in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chof Dalet. It's the end of Chelek Aleph in Kuf Chof Dalet 124. Good morning, Reb Nachum. Great to see you. You're on a Tanis Dibu.
I have a lot of people in my house right now, so I'm keeping it on mute.
They're all welcome, Reb Nachum. Okay, so let's have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. We will not go back to what we saw already, but we didn't quite finish the halachas. These are very, very important. So you'll remember the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, we're in Kuf Chof Dalet, that is 124, in Sif Ches. In Sif Ches. So we already saw the halachas of Omein Chatufa and Omein Ketufa. Chatufa was either that you did not pronounce the Omein properly, or you said the Omein before the person had actually finished his bracha. That was category number one. Category number two is an Omein Ketufa, where there it's not a problem of mispronunciation, but rather you're just actually not saying part of the word. So for example, you're saying Omei instead of Omein with a nun at the end. That was the second category. The third category is where we left off. Let's see this very carefully. Have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. This is where we're going to begin from. In the classic edition of the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, it's on page 296. On the bottom line of the Shulchan Aruch, in the middle of Sif Ches, where it says, V'loy yane omein yesoima. You should not answer, respond with a orphaned omein. What's an orphaned omein? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Dahainu. Now note these words. These words are absolutely critical. Remember we discussed this. This was the last thing we mentioned yesterday. According to the Shulchan Aruch, we are talking about the very specific scenario of where the listener is actually chayev in the bracha that he is listening to. So the classic example is, of course, we mentioned this, Friday night Kiddush, where I'm listening to a bracha not merely because I'd like to hear the bracha and say Amen, but rather because I need the bracha. What does that mean, I need the bracha? I've got a chiyuv to say Kiddush. I can either say Kiddush myself or Shomea Koina. But either way, I need the bracha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you're chayev b'bracha achas, the shliach tzibur mevarech oison, the shliach tzibur, whoever is being moitzi you, is saying the bracha, but v'zeh einoi shomo. But the problem is that the listener cannot hear it. Af al pi she yoideya eza bracha mavore chashliach tzibur. Even though I know full well which bracha that he's making. And like we said, the classic case is a Friday night Kiddush. I've gone to a bar mitzvah Friday night. There's 250 people there. And at the end of the hall, there's somebody making Kiddush. So obviously I know exactly which bracha he's making. I see he's got a Kiddush cup in his hand. There is no question which bracha he's saying, but in all honesty, I can't hear it. And I need to hear it because he's being made to me. Says the Shulchan Aruch, me'achar shaloi shomo, because he did not hear the bracha, loi yane acharov omein. You should not respond with omein, to have a omein yesoima. That is considered an omein yesoima. By the way, and this is not just by the way, this is very, very critical. Obviously, if you haven't heard the bracha, then in addition to problems of not being allowed to answer Amen, but there's perhaps more severe problems, you actually haven't been Yetzer Kiddush at all. But that's not our discussion. We're not talking about are you Yetzer the bracha, we're talking about the halachas of Omein chatufa, omein yesoima. Says the Ramah, the yeish machmirim. There are some opinions who disagree. and they would be more machmir. Remember, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi said, this is critical. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the whole concept of Omin Yisoyimo only applies in the case of a bracha that I myself are chayev to make or to hear. So according to that, if we were talking about a bracha where I'm not mechuyev to hear, for example, I see my friend take an apple to his hand and mumble some words. Now, I clearly know what bracha he's making. It's an apple in the hand. It's clearly borei pri ha'etz, but I'm not mechuyev in that bracha. I'm not eating apples now. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, I would be allowed to answer Amen. I would be allowed to answer Amen. Even though I can't hear it. Because I'm not mechuyev myself in that bracha. But says the Ramah, yesh machmirim. There are some who are machmir and they hold that what? Da afilu. Even if you are not, as the listener, mechuyev in this bracha, according to the more stringent opinion of the machmirim, loy yane omein im eino yodea be'eza brachi koi. If you don't know which bracha, so he's added a condition. In the case of the apple, where I do know which bracha he's making, then according to the Ramah, then I would be allowed to answer on me. But if I don't know, then I can't answer Amen, even if I'm not mechuyev in that bracha. Why not? Says the Ramah, Dezeh Nami Mikri Amen Yisayma. Because this is also called an Amen Yisayma. Now, let's have a look very slowly. This is extremely important. Halacha Lamaisa, look on the bottom of the previous page in the Mishnah Brura, Sifkotan Lamed Aleph. Says the Mishnah Brura, Shehu Chayev, quoting the words of the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Brura, Das HaMechaber, the opinion of the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, the Dafka im Roitze Lotzeis. It's only if you yourself want to be Yotze, that is a bracha shehu chayev. Kagoin, for example, she Roitze Lotzeis yedei tfilo v'kiddush v'chiyai gamnam. Imagine that somebody is an Amo Oretz and he does not know the words of davening. When he listens to Chazara Sashatz, the Chazan is actually being moitzi him with davening. So too says the Mishnah Berurah with Kiddush, v'chai gavna, or any similar case, that, of course, the Shulchan Aruch is when the principle of Omen Yisema applies. Avol, im einoi chayev. But if I'm not actually chayev in the bracha, kagoyin shekvar hispalel ba'atzmoi, for example, he has himself already davened. So yes, I need to hear Shliach Tzibur say Chazara Sashat, but he doesn't need to be moitzi me with a bracha because I've already davened. So then, the mitzvah l'chol odom l'shmoya Chazara Sashat. Even though, yes, there is a mitzvah to listen to Chazara Sashat, even though you yourself have already davened, kol mokoim ein olav chiyuv. There is no obligation upon him, ba'atzmius habracha, with the actual bracha. The actual bracha I have already myself said. The kol shekin, and even more so, this would apply according to Shulchan Aruch, im ha'amein, whom is stam bracha is the alma. What does that mean, stam bracha is the alma? When I listen to my friend say, borei pri ha'etz. That's even more obvious. Why is that more obvious? Because Chazara Sashatz, you might in theory have argued, yes, you've davened already, but you are mechuyev to listen to Chazara Sashatz. And even in that case, the Shulchan Aruch says, no, there is no problem of Amen Yisayma. Kol Shekin, when I'm listening to my friend say, Borei Pri HaEitz, where I've got absolutely zero chiyuv or zero obligation to be involved in that bracha. Ledas amechaba muta ledas amechaba la'anois. You would be allowed to respond af shuhu einoi yodea al eze bracha hu einoi. Even if I don't know which bracha he is saying, rak sheshoma la'achirim she'oinim, as long as I just heard other people answering amen, so I know that the bracha has now finished, that would be good enough. V'haramo, however, bahago polig. And the Rama argues, v'oisa, and he says that no, afilu b'chol ha-brochis, whatever brocha it is, it makes no difference, im einoi yoidea al-eza brocha hu'oina, if you don't know what you're answering, don't answer. Now, let's press pause for a moment. Do you remember both Rashi and Tosfos asked the identical question and gave the identical answer, which is, how can you say an Omen Yesoma is a problem? What about people in the shul in Alexandria?
Which raises a question. Normally, when there's a Tosfos, it's because he's cholek on Rashi. Why would there be a Tosfos here if he doesn't, if he's not cholek on Rashi?
Good point. I had the same problem. I don't know. Tosfos basically said the same kash, the same teretz, almost word for word. I'm not sure what he's adding to Rashi. Either way, Rashi and Tosfos asked, what happened in the shul in Alexandria? They waved the flag. Everybody said, Amen. What's going on? He never heard the bracha. What did they answer? It's true they never heard it, but they knew which bracha he's up to. How did they know? I don't know. Maybe on the banner it says which bracha, or they just kept count of where they thought the chazan was up to in Shemoneh Esra. It doesn't make a difference. Either way, you see clearly in Rashi and Tosfos that what? As long as you know which bracha you are listening to, then that's good enough. But I do need to know which bracha I'm listening to. That is, in fact, the discussion between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. According to the Rama, yes, I need to know which bracha I'm listening to. According to the Shulchan Aruch, no, I don't. It only applies in the very specific case of the bracha that I'm listening to, because I'm mechuyev in that bracha. So if you would ask the Shulchan Aruch, how do you learn? How do you understand the shul in Alexandria? What would the Shulchan Aruch answer? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't need the answer of Rashi and Tosfos. He doesn't need to say, well, don't worry, we happen to be talking about a case that he knows which bracha was being said. There's a much simpler answer. And what is that? If I've already davened, and we're talking about Chazara Sashatz, so nobody's being moitzi me, in which case the whole concept and the whole principle of Omen Yesoma doesn't apply in the first place, period. The Rama is going with Rashi and Tosfos. The Rama is going with Rashi and Tosfos. Whether you are or not mechuyev in the bracha makes no difference. It all depends on one fact. And what is that? Do you know which bracha they're making, or do you not know which bracha they're making? So back to our Friday night bar mitzvah inside the hall kiddush story. So when you see this fellow at the other end of the hall with a cup in his hand, bencher in the other, and he's clearly saying kiddush, but I can't hear. So would I be allowed to answer amen? So according to the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch, I would be allowed to say amen, because at the end of the day, I do know which bracha he's saying. According to the Shulchan Aruch, I might have a different issue. Or at least the Shulchan Aruch will tell me that, no, actually, I can't say amen because it's a bracha that I'm mechuyev to listen to. Either way, it makes no difference. Whether you're allowed to say amen or not allowed to say amen, you're obviously not Yetzer Kiddush because you never heard the words. Look at the Mishnah Brura and Sivkotan Lamed Beis. where the Shulchan Aruch says, even though you know which bracha is being said. Now, what does that mean? How do you know which bracha is being said? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Beis, Kagoin, for example, Shehu Makir, he recognizes Lefi Seida HaBrachas. He knows the Seida HaBrachas, he knows this is the seventh time that the whole congregation are answering Amen, so clearly he's up for the seventh bracha. Oi, Shechiseir Mishmoya Rak Seif HaBracha. Or for example, let's say, in fact, he heard most of the bracha. So of course he knows which bracha we're up to because I heard 95% of it, but I never heard the end. So there, that would be a classic case of, yes, I know which bracha is being said because I heard the first half, but I never heard the other half. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel, now we're moving over to the Ramah, where the Ramah says it makes no difference whether or not you're mechuyev in the bracha or not. It all depends on, do you know which bracha is being said? And if you don't know which bracha is being said, then you cannot respond Amen, says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel, im ein yodea. But the im yodea, but if you do know which bracha is being said, im yodea leizah bracha hu oina, muta lanois b'chol habrachois, afilu b'chazoras hashat. Why? Kiven shekvar hispalel, because you've already davened, ve'enoi mechuyev be'etzem habracha. In other words, the Ramah certainly agrees to the Shulchan Aruch that if you're mechuyev in the bracha, then definitely you cannot answer Amen. All the Ramah does is he adds and he says, if you're not mechuyev in the bracha, it's also problematic if I don't know which bracha is being said. But if I do know what bracha is being said, I can answer Amen. The Yesh, says the Mishnah Berurah, me achreinim shemachmirim. Some achreinim amachmir, the Chazor HaSashatz. Remember we said, Chazor HaSashatz is really like the middle case. Why is it the middle case? Because on the one hand, I'm not mechuyev in the brachas because I've already davened. On the other hand, there is a mitzvah to listen to Chazor HaSashatz. And some therefore say, they machmir v'sfirile, and they hold the mitzvah. Since the mitikun rabbonon, Chazal instituted sheyachzer shliach tzibur hatfila, afilu kulam hispalelu, even though everybody's davened, ki ilu mechuyavim ba'oisai bracha karina lahu. It is as if they are mechuyav in the bracha. Technically, of course, they're not mechuyav in the bracha because they have already davened, but it's as if they are mechuyav in the bracha because Chazal have instituted that you've got to hear Chazor HaSashatz again. And therefore, according to them, ve'ein lohem lanois afilu yoidea be'ez a bracha koyashatz. Even if you know which bracha the Baal Tefillah is up to, you should not answer. Im loy shoma siyum habracha. If, for example, you never heard the end of the bracha. Ve'yesh lochush leze lechatchila, says the Mishnah Berurah. One should be choishish for this lechatchila, lishmoya, kol brachos yudches, mipi hashatz gufa, from the shliach tzibur himself and not from the tzibur, which means, halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Yisai, let's try and close up shop now. If you're in the gra shul, and you're standing right at the back, and the shliach tzibur is not very loud, but you definitely know which bracha is being said, or, for example, you actually did hear half of the bracha, I didn't hear the last words, you are allowed to answer Amen. Because you know which bracha is being said, and that is halacha lemaisa. If I walk into the gra shul for a Thursday night parasha shir, and I hear an Amen being exclaimed, and I have no idea what that is about, then I do not say Amen. But if I walk in the middle of Chazor HaSashatz, I'm standing at the back waiting, and I hear a bracha being said, but I can't make out the words, but I know that's the bracha being said, then you are allowed to answer Amen. Although the Mishnah Berurah says, lechatchila, one should be careful and try and be particular to hear the entire bracha.
You won't be hearing Chazor HaSashatz if you come in Thursday night for shir.
If I hear Chazor HaSashatz on Thursday night, then there's something either wrong with me or the shul, quite right. Now, right. Of course, and this is halacha that not only the listener needs to know, but the shliach tzibur needs to know. If a shliach tzibur davens and he does not pronounce the words clearly, or he doesn't daven loudly enough, he needs to know that he's being machshil the whole tzibur. Because they're all going to respond amen, and there are opinions that say that they should not be doing so. Nachum.
Is the whole concept of saying amen a deraisa or derabbanan?
Derabbanan.
So in a lot of these cases, if there's even an issue of that it's not going to work, then it's okay to say it.
No, because even the takana of the drabbanon had its rules. And the takana of the drabbanon to say amen was only in a case where you know which bracha was being said. Better still, obviously, to hear it. But at least you've got to know. And if not, you cannot answer amen.
It creates a big problem with if someone who has yartzeit and is not really very, very good at the amud. It creates a big problem.
It creates a big problem and it creates a very sensitive problem.
Yes.
I'll tell you a little secret. I used to sit with my great Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Ulman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. On one occasion, somebody came into the Beis Ha'ira and he was unfortunately in Avelus and he was davening for the Omid. And he said, I've got a bit of an issue. It's very, very hard for me to daven a quick-ish Shmoyne Esra. It's hard for me. I'm always marich, and people have complained to me in the shul. They're all waiting for Chazaras Hashatz to begin, and I can't quicken my Shmona Esra. But what's the alternative? I shouldn't daven for the Omid. Shlomo Zalman told him, don't daven for the Omid. The reason why you daven for the Omid, the reason why you're the Chazan, is to bring an Ilui Neshama for your parent. If you're causing Tircha de Tzibura, everybody to waiting, that will not bring about any Ilui for the neshama.
Yeah, exactly.
And the
same. It's not only in terms of speed. It's in if a person can't carry a tune,
right.
or his pronunciation is off, and it creates.
I know somebody in the Groshul, a number of years ago, a parent passed away, and his pronunciation was very, very unclear, and Baruch Hashem. He was sensible enough to understand that whatever it was difficult for him to read, and I personally know Rav Kornfeld spoke to him and said, listen, it'll be more of an Ilui Neshama if you don't be the Chazan than it will be if you are the Chazan.
Right.
So basically, there's not much point in insisting to daven for the Omid because that defeats the whole purpose and brings about the opposite effect of what you're trying to achieve.
Right, exactly.
But it's a very sensitive issue. Because I do remember on another occasion, there was somebody else who used to daven for the Omid and his parents had passed away. And I wouldn't say that he was unable to daven completely, but there were very often mistakes. For example, I mean, this sounds comical, but it's not comical. He used to mix up or used to pronounce the letter He as the letter Ches. So when it used to say He, he used to say Ches. So I remember one occasion, I mean, if it wouldn't be sad, it would literally be funny, but it's not, it's sad. On a Monday or a Thursday, he took the Sefer Torah, and as you walk it back to the Bima, of course you say, back to the Aron Kodesh, you say in a loud voice, Yahalalu Eshem Hashem. And what did he
say? Uh-oh.
Yahalalu Eshem Hashem.
Oh boy.
It means the exact opposite of praising Hashem. May the name of Hashem be desecrated. Yechalelu Hashem Hashem.
Gosh.
When davening Chazaras Hashatz, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seirosecho, in that bracha it says, V'hachazireinu B'Seshuva. And he used to say, V'chazireinu B'Seshuva. Chazireinu means our pigs should do tshuva. Chazir is a pig. I remember complaining to Kornfeld. I never knew a pig could be chayzer b'tshuva. The chazireinu b'tshuva.
Yeah, I remember hearing Rav Shalom Tendler, Los Angeles, saying people often say it when you start to take the Torah back. Everybody say hodu al eretz. He says it's right. Not hodu. Hodu is a turkey. It's hodo al eretz.
Right. Right. Al eretz. Exactly. or during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, this particular person, when doing the Avinu Malkeinu, in a very loud voice, that Avinu Malkeinu, Kosveinu Besefer, Slicha Umelicha. Which should all be written in the book of forgiveness and salting. The salting process for meat. So it got to a stage where it was a very difficult process. I remember one occasion at the end of Tachanun, when the Chazan says in a loud voice, V'hatzileinu achapeseinu l'man shemecha. V'hatzileinu means, and you should save us. But like I said, he mixed up hayz and chesed, so he said, V'hatzileinu, which means our aubergines. So it was a big problem. It was a very sensitive issue, and I discussed it with Kornfeld, and he paskened whatever he paskened. Like you said, it's a very, very difficult issue. And like we're learning now, not only is it not going to bring it in Shama, you're being machshil people with Chazar Sashat, with Amen, and sometimes a person just has to say, finished. It's obviously not what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to do, and the person won't be a Shalom, but it's a very sensitive issue if somebody insists on being the Chazan. This is where the Rav has to have koyach.
I remember Rav Pinchas Rabinovich in Lakewood once said that a common mistake on Thursday morning, Shir Shalom, people often say, Umitzur Devash Asbi Eka. He says, that means I will feed them from the rock made of honey. It should be Umitzur Devash Asbi Eka.
Devash Asbi Eka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the pause in the right place, in other words.
Like in Elul, everybody in Elul talks about saying L'David Hashem. In Elul, you say L'David Hashem. There's no such tilling called L'David Hashem. It's L'David, pause, Hashem, Oiri V'Yishi. It's not L'David Hashem. This is a parak of tilling called L'David Hashem. Hashem, Oiri V'Yishi. Okay, let's just quickly finish the Ramah. There is a lot more Mishnah Berurah. If you want to see it in your spare time, it'll be worth it. The end of the Ramah is also an important halacha. V'lo yamtin im anias ha'amein. Just like this is the opposite of what we said before. We said before that you should not say amein before the bracha has terminated. But now we're seeing the other way around. Once the bracha has finished, don't wait about. You should say Amen straight away. V'lo yamtin imanias Amen elom liyad shekolo habrocha. Immediately, as soon as the brocha is finished, yane Amen. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Lamed dalad. Miyad v'toich kedei dibur kedibur dami. It doesn't need to be absolutely miyad, immediately a millisecond afterwards. Toich kedei dibur, there is a discussion of how long that is. Now look at the end of this Mishnah Berurah, fascinating, very important halacha. Have you got at the end of the Mishnah Berurah and so you've gotten lamed dalet? Ubetzibur, kaim alon, we hold everything we've discussed until now is when you have one person making the bracha. But when you're in a tzibur, we hold the ad shekolu roiv hatzibur lanois omein. Until roiv of the tzibur have said omein, who are dying b'chlal habracha, it's still considered to be in the bracha. And therefore, umuta lekolechod lanois imohem. In other words, let's say for argument's sake, we're going to decide that toich kedei dibur, let's say, is 2 seconds. I'm not saying it is, but let's say. So if I hear my friend say, boy, le pri ha'etz, within 2 seconds, ideally, that's when you should answer on me. Now, what happens if you have a tzibur of 500 people, and it takes a while for everyone to say on me, and they don't all start at the exact same moment? Because one starts after half a second, the one starts after 1 second, the one starts after 1.5 seconds, and maybe some people even start after 2 seconds. It might, the whole Omein process might be 5 seconds. And the Shabura tells you a chidush. If Roiv of the Tzibur have not finished saying Omein, then you can still say Omein l'chatchila. Even though it's 4 seconds after the Brocha has finished. But because the Tzibur are responding Omein and haven't finished their Omein, it's still considered to be within close proximity of the bracha. Everything we said before about Teich Dei Dibur is just when there's absolute silence, when you're listening to your friend's bracha, but not when there's a tzibur there.
Question for a shliach tzibur. Does he have to wait for people to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo at the end of a bracha?
It's a very good shaila. Initially, lechatchila, yes. Because if he doesn't, and the people say Baruch Baruch Shemo, he launches into the next words, and then you're missing out words. People will not hear some of those words. Okay, I must hold it over here. I have a bris. I'm going to be a sandik now, Mr. Hashem, in a few minutes, so I've got to leave.
Mazel tov.
Okay, be well, and we'll resume all being well next week.
Okay, kol tov. Good Shabbos.
Thank you.